This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Several long-serving members of the Illinois General Assembly are not running for re-election this year. Between now and the time they leave office, I'll catch up with some of them for exit interviews reflecting on the years they spent as lawmakers. Up first is Republican Representative Donald Moffitt from Gilson. Moffitt served in the House for more than two decades. What kind of stands out to you as some of your sort of biggest memories or feel like the biggest accomplishments maybe that you were a part of while you were
sure.
here?
Well, first, let me say what an honor and a privilege it's been to serve. I am just thankful for the opportunity. Ended up staying longer than I'd planned. Yes, I've been there quite a while. I would point out that Lincoln had left before I started, so it's more recent than that. 24 years, in fact, is what it is. Some of the bills that come to mind. One was I was the chief sponsor in the House of the Genetic Privacy Act, which essentially says that an employer cannot request a genetic test of someone for conditions of employment or insurance coverage, or their credit insurance company. We introduced that bill back just before the Human Genome Project had been completed. It was underway, and from that Human Genome Project, they found a lot of genes that put people at risk for certain diseases, increase the odds, the probability that they're going to have it. The lady that brought that to me, her name was Carolyn Dean. She lived in Knoxville. She came to me one day, just dropped in the district office, and she said, and I've known her through the community and through church. She said, Don, I don't know if you know it about this current project. It appeared that ovarian cancer was something that had been running in her family. She said, as we look back, she believes that her mother died of ovarian cancer, although they didn't identify it that way back then. And then this lady had ovarian cancer, obviously a survivor. And she said, I'm afraid my daughters and granddaughter will be discriminated against once they identify a gene, which they, you know, had, that puts you at risk. She said, I think that should be confidential information and not a requirement for employment or insurance coverage. I thought, wow, what an issue. And I agreed. And so we started to work on that and eventually got it passed. While we were working that bill in Illinois, I got a call one day in Springfield. My secretary came in and she said, Don, I don't know, this may be a crank call. These folks say they're from the Human Genome Project. Have you ever heard of that? I said, I sure have. She said, well, they say they're in Bethesda, Maryland. And they said, yes. They'd like to talk to you about your bill. And I said, put the call in. And so I talked to them. They said they'd been monitoring our progress. They hope we want to offer their assistance in any way to help pass that bill. They thought if a big state like Illinois passed it, it could help lead to a national standard and more states doing it. We were one of the first. We weren't the first. We were one of the first states to adopt Genetic Privacy Act. One of the members of the Illinois House then was Judy Biggert. She went on to be a member of Congress. One day her staff called and got, you know, the file on that Illinois law, and then that became the basis for the federal law to make genetic information confidential. I think that was a huge bill. Another one was the swing arm on the front of school buses, that arm that swings out from the bumper, causes children to walk out further in front of the bus so that the driver can see them. That was brought by a constituent in the area. Senator Todd Sieben introduced a bill in the Senate, and I carried it in the House. And tragically, for 17 years in a row, somewhere in Illinois, a child was run over by a school bus. I've checked, and as far as we know, it has not happened since. That greatly improved the safety of little children, you know, getting off. And if a group got off, a bus driver watched them walk in front of the bus, but one child lingers behind. Small one can't be seen down over the hood. This, by walking out further, that adds greatly to the safety of those children. You know, just one of those things, why didn't we do it sooner?
You also worked on a bipartisan piece of legislation that was a pretty big deal in terms of regulating agriculture in the state. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The Livestock Facility Management Act, regulating these big livestock farms. And one of the important things to keep in mind about that was considered probably one of the biggest issues facing the state at that time. And we need a vibrant livestock industry in Illinois, but they do need to make sure that we protect the environment. And a group called the Central Six. I was one of them. We had three Democrats, three Republicans, two senators, and four House members, all basically around Peoria. I mean, from Galesburg to Peoria, to Pekin. And we put that package together and did something in a bipartisan manner and bicameral manner, and came up with that bill with input from others too. But we were the ones that Central Six really pushed to make that happen. And we did, and that's been the law of the land and has served the state quite well.
I was going to ask you, do you have any thoughts on whether there's any need to revisit that? I know like there's been a little bit more attention on those.
Want to be very cautious changing it. It has served the state quite well. There are safeguards in place. We don't want to do things that'll make it impossible to raise livestock in Illinois. You know, I want to protect the environment, but this bill is working. It's fine to listen, but we don't want to be an island here in the Midwest that makes it more difficult to raise livestock than our neighbors. And I take any issue like that extremely serious, but we need to look at how good it has worked, what avenues there are to correct problems when they do come up. We need to point out how many times either EPA or Department of Ag has noted violations, has caused them to be corrected, a lot more than most people know about. We need to point those out.
We're seeing a lot of gridlock.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, over the budget, having been in the General Assembly for quite a while, how does this compare to the past? I think folks are seeing this as sort of an unprecedented situation. What are your thoughts looking back and then thinking about how things are now?
Mm-hmm. I think the level of gridlock we've had is unfortunate. We do need to approach things in a bipartisan manner. In the past, there were times when part of the time while I've served, the Democrats would have one chamber majority and the Republicans would have the other chamber. There was a little while, 2 years out of my 24, Republicans actually had a majority in the House and Senate. You have the healthiest government, one that really represents the people, when neither party has such a dominant control like had been the case in Illinois. Had the governor's office and big majorities in both. Now the Republicans have the governor's office, but I just think it would be good if it wasn't the supermajority, or at least not in both chambers, so that forces some cooperation. And that's what we need. And the people, the problems we have are not Democrat problems or Republican problems. They're the people's problems that we should try to solve and not just reach a point of gridlock, but actually have some progress. The people want to see more bipartisanship. They want to see more progress. They don't want to see the problems getting worse, like deficit. And it's only going to be addressed and improved when we have more bipartisanship. That's crucial.
What's the one thing you'll miss the most, and what's the one thing you won't miss at all?
This is very generic. The thing I'll miss the most is simply meeting with people in my district and trying to address their concerns, whether that's through legislation or working through the bureaucracy. I miss the interaction with people. I will. It's nothing that they say, "Oh, this is awful." I mean, I don't like the stagnation. I don't like the gridlock, but I've been there so long that I can also say, well, that happens, but we'll get through this too. I just would like to see things be more, there needs to be more congenial between the level of civility or lack of civility has changed over the years, gotten worse. That is very unfortunate. Schools come down and visit, and sometimes there's students up in the gallery, and you wonder what they're going away thinking. We hear from them sometimes later what they thought. And I would like to see that improved. I'm sorry that it has reached the low level that it has. Everything that I cited in terms of bills were bipartisan. I have some wonderful friends on the other side of the aisle, too. I'm going to miss being with my colleagues, both Democrat and Republican.
So I also have to ask, as someone who has been in the legislature for over two decades now, and clearly you've brought a lot of issues forward for your constituents successfully, how do you feel about term limits?
I think it's horrible public policy. Term limits are horrible. That's the difference between a dictatorship and a democracy, is that democracy, the people vote, and if redistricting is done right, the people will take care of term limits. There should be term limits on leadership positions like Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. Those are very, very powerful positions. Have implications statewide, but they're not voted on statewide. So there should be term limits on leadership positions, and redistricting should be done so that theoretically either side could get a majority between the census each time. And that'd be one of the healthiest things that could happen, would be if that control of the majority would change. That would mean the electorate is fully engaged. The legislature is going to have to reflect more the mood of the public. With the current redistricting, whoever draws it is drawn to protect their majority first. And, of course, then if you're also then got a district in where they came over and got some of their party, then it probably made your district safer, you know, for your side. But it's that swing back and forth that could really make it a responsive democracy. That's why I say we don't need term limits. We need change in redistricting, but one that either side could gain control. Three most important things we could do. One is change how we redistrict. Two is term limits on leadership positions. Three, the state should have to put its budget on display. I'd settle for 7 days. I'd like for it to be a month, like local government, but settle for 7 days where a tentative budget's adopted, and then you come back and vote on the final budget after the press, after the people, after everyone's had a chance to look at it. It'd be different government. But until that happens. Another bad thing about term limits, you will increase the power of two groups, the power and influence, significantly. Term limits will increase the power and influence of bureaucrats, and it will increase the power and influence of lobbyists. They'll be dealing with a very green legislature, a less established legislature. Bureaucrats know if it's a experienced legislator, that you're not going to pull something, less likely to be able to pull something over on them, as the same way with lobbyists. I'm not saying that was their objective, but an experienced legislator is going to help make those people be accountable too. I'm not implying they haven't been, but I'm just saying they will gain more influence, and they're not elected people.
Does it put you in an uncomfortable position at all, the governor's strong backing of term limits? And have you told him any of these thoughts that you have?
I have, and no, it does not, because I feel very strongly about this. I want to see Illinois be a better state, and term limits will not make it a better state. These other things would. And some of the states that have adopted term limits, they haven't. It hasn't made them better.